Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is a marvel in our eyes. Today's reading seems to suggest that even God feels taken for granted or even used. The words from Isaiah, "What more could I have done for my vineyard that I have not done?" is a cry from the heart. In spite of all the love he showed his people Israel, all he got in return was utter ingratitude. The people of Israel had been treated in a privileged manner by God, but privilege brings responsibility, and they failed. Yet God is not disappointed for his own sake. Rather, he is disappointed because his people have squandered the blessings he wanted them to enjoy. And sadly, the vineyard is destined to become a wilderness. So, what sort of fruits did God expect from his people? God looked for peace from his people and got war, for true worship and got idolatry, for justice in their dealings with one another and got injustice, corruption, and exploitation of the poor and the weak, for goodness and got evil, for caring and sharing and got greed and acquisitiveness, for temperance and got excessive eating and drinking, for community and got exclusiveness and snobbery, for humility and got pride, for wise and godly living and got a pagan lifestyle. You see, church, God had bestowed on his people the sort of love and care which a dedicated vine dresser bestows on a vineyard. But the vineyard failed to produce the fruits of right living. And we heard read that God sent messenger after messenger in the persons of prophets. But far from listening to them, the people abused some of them and killed others. Finally, he sent his son and heir, Jesus. But the tenants killed him in the hope of taking over the vineyard themselves. I'm sure you will agree that what the tenants did was ugly and sinful. Yet God did not abandon or destroy the vineyard, but handed it over to others who would produce the fruits. Thus, a new building came into being, the new people of God. Jesus, the one they rejected and killed, is the cornerstone of this new building, the church. And you know, God never retaliated, never returned evil for evil. And he was not being vindictive in taking the vineyard from the Jews and giving it to the Gentiles. That's not God's way. And we have to agree that the tenants brought it on themselves. God never gives up on his people, and just as the rain ensures that the earth becomes fruitful, so God persists until he gets a response. The parable shows us that there is only one way to overcome evil, and that is with good. What happens in the story is both nasty and ugly. However, while there is much evil in the story, evil does not have the last say. In the end, good triumphs. No one can say that Jesus did not live in the real world. He did. And he experienced its ugliness himself. But he didn't answer it with more ugliness. He triumphed over evil with good. He has become a model for all those who suffer unjustly in the cause of right. And he challenges us today, his followers, we, the tenants of the new vineyard, the church, to produce the first fruits of justice, love, and peace. This, to some extent, is our story too. God wants us to make use of the gifts and opportunities he has given us so that we can grow as his children. But often we fail to respond to his love. And yet, God doesn't write us off. He gives us chance after chance after chance. We fail not just as individuals, but as church. The Christian community is the vineyard of Christ, planted and tended with such care that he gave his life for us. He looks to us, his followers, the tenants of his vineyard, to produce the fruits of justice, love, and peace. And so as you go through this coming week, I invite you to remember the parable of the tenants in the vineyard. We are tenants in the Lord's vineyard. Assess your life. Ask yourself if you are paying rent and giving God his due. Ask yourself whether you are rebelling against God or cooperating with him. Ask yourself if you are trying to obey the great commandment and fulfill the great commission. Friends, we are tenants in God's vineyard of blessings. It is a great privilege and a great challenge too. But if we will honor God through the purposes of the church, God will bless us mightily in such a way that we will become more than just tenants in his vineyard. We become heirs to God's promises through Christ in abundant life and blessings. Amen.